Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
It is the Zach Sang Show. We got Heather, we got Dan, and we got Pretty Much in the studio. Yay.
It's Pretty Much.
Would you mind? Is this single right now? Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Okay, we got Zion in the back.
Yes, sir.
We have Nick.
What's up?
Here in the front. You're from New York City. Nice hat.
New Jersey, but I like to think I'm from New York. So
where in New Jersey?
Monmouth County, Manalapan.
Yeah, we're
Old Bridge represent right
here. Hey, OB.
Yeah.
And I'm from Wayne, so I'm a little bit closer to Manhattan than you are. Wayne, up north.
Oh, Wayne, okay. Yeah, yeah. My uncle lives up there, but like I just don't go up there.
You're in L.A. now. It doesn't matter. You don't need to go there.
Back. Yeah, you're not.
Edwin, hello.
Yo.
I thought you were Edwin. I'm so sorry.
As much as he wants to be from New York City, I am from
New York.
You are from New York. I knew that one of you was from New York City.
Bronx.
You gave yourself a tattoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I gave all of us, except for Brandon.
Whoa.
So I haven't got mine yet.
But you started with yourself, though, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
And then I ended up getting a New York City tattoo.
Okay. Like a real tattoo done by a professional.
Yeah.
Was that tattoo on your hand, was that the first tattoo you ever gave yourself?
Yeah.
Why?
This was my first tattoo ever.
Yeah, this is my first tattoo ever he gave me.
When we moved in together, I just said, hey, bro, I trust you.
Hold on. Talking to that mic, Zion. Get in there.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
When we first moved in together, he just tatted me up. With a little stick and poke.
Why would you let him do that?
Because I trust this.
Yeah, brotherhood. It's brotherhood.
My first tattoo was done by a professional. It's actually the group tat.
What? Edwin's not professional enough for you?
Not yet. Maybe one day.
I hope so. But he's good.
But that is like a big deal, right? Because you guys, you've been in the house together a year and a half, right? You get together. Whose idea is it to get tattoos?
I gave it to myself.
Nah,
and then I thought like, and then they saw it and they were like, oh, just do it, just do them to us.
That was the beginning of the house.
He Snapchatted me. I was like, word, that's dope. When next time we link, you got to do that for me. Turns out the next time we linked, we were all moving in together.
Yeah, we did it.
But that's like, I mean, that's bonding. You're solidifying your relationship, except for you, Nick.
No, Brandon didn't get it. Brandon didn't get it. I got it.
But this wasn't my first tattoo.
Got it.
Yeah.
But why didn't you get the tattoo?
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't know about it
until they were doing it, and then I was like already like working on music, and so I was like, I was like focused and out of it. Sometimes when I'm in the zone, it's like you could be talking to me, and I'm registering it, but I'm not actually registering.
Sure, you just didn't want a tattoo.
Yeah, he also just didn't want a tattoo.
Also in the moment,
he went on this
like,
long tangent.
Also, he just really didn't want a tattoo. Now he loves tattoos, but like I feel like at the time he was like, I definitely want one.
We just never have gotten.
And it's the fact of like poking and professionally.
It actually hurts a lot.
Yeah, it could be infected. It could be weird.
Yeah, but they trust me.
You're from Texas. Mm-hmm. Right, you built like a recording studio when you were 12.
Yeah, I did. I was like acting when I was younger, and so then the money I was getting from that, I was just like putting towards like studio equipment.
Were you acting in Texas?
Yeah, well, and in LA and Atlanta.
Okay, so you're going between all of them.
Yeah, I was all over.
And you would literally rent the studio out to like musicians in town, right?
Yeah, I had like a list of people that like wanted to, you know, do their next single or like EP, but like super small. It wasn't like anything super huge, but really just for me to get like lots of practice. Yeah.
I'd be nervous. I mean, I built a radio studio when I was 14, and nobody was allowed in it except for me because I was embarrassed by the way it looked. It just barely got the job done.
I've seen pictures. It looks pretty good. It looked pretty good.
Now it looks nice, but there before, never. Okay, Austin, hi.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
Cool.
Mount Pleasant. I grew up in like a really small country town.
Sweet.
It was the only suburban area is where I lived in around there. So
okay, and how'd you get connected to this?
I was doing like a solo career that we're not going to speak of. it's like Voldemort. I don't bring it up.
Kind of like that.
Don't say his name.
He who shall not be named. That's it.
So I was doing that, and apparently it was good enough for me to be picked up. And they were like, hey, like, want you to come do this audition, whatever. They were like, yeah, you're terrible, but, like, you have charisma. So, like, yeah.
Wow.
I'm kidding. They were like, you need work. But
everybody, I mean, I'm assuming that all of you entered this together needing work, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, of course. But I just needed the most work.
No, you were a way better dancer than me, bro. Relax with that.
Who else had a solo career in music before joining the group?
Well, I don't want to say solo career in the sense of I was looking to be an artist. I made YouTube videos and hoped for the best.
Yeah, I understand.
Like I had an album out. I was trying to be an artist. Yeah. Like I mean, it was one of those things.
I did not know that.
Oh man, I saw it. I'm not even. I didn't want to bring it up, but I definitely heard some of this.
I showed Nick some of the songs from it. It's so.
What
terrible.
Kind of music is it?
Cruise hit that street, right? Trying to get my hair right.
No, that's not in the album. That was the better singles that I put out.
Oh,
afterwards.
Word.
The
better
singles. Gosh. And those were still bad.
See, everything I was doing like in my studio like was really just for me to get better, like more like demo stuff. I wasn't like putting anything out yet. That's crazy. Look,
I just posted vines to get girls in school. And then Sony was like, come.
It's crazy
audition.
Too, because he had like maybe
100
followers.
150 followers on Vine.
And that's
like,
it?
But Sony got lucky. Was really like looking.
Some dude that like was following a fan that was following me, she like revined it and he was following her because for some, I don't know what reason, and he just saw it and he's like, hey, ever thought of doing this as a career, whatever? Here's your information, all that. And I was like, okay. This is probably fake, but I'm going to tell my mom about it. And then, yeah.
Yeah, no, actually, I thought it was fake when, like, we first heard about this, like, whole thing. Because, like, we got it, I think they messaged me on Facebook. That's what it was. And I saw it, and me and my mom were just like, whatever, forward manager info. But then we just, like, tossed it to the side. And I never met them in New York when they all met. Wow. And so they auditioned together and, like, did that whole thing.
Okay.
And then they did one more search around the U.S., like just in case, and they found me in Dallas, and because I showed up and I thought it was legit, and so I showed up. They're like, "Oh, this is one of the kids we were looking for in the first place." And so then they, flew me. I met Simon.
Cool.
I met the guys, and then a month later, moved in, and then
the new blood.
On Vine Zion, were you singing or were you like doing?
Yeah, I was doing like 6 second little videos, just because like, back when, like, I wasn't, like, a singer, I was really shy. And then, like, my friends were like, oh, we need a singer for our rap song. So I was like, oh, I can sing. So I sent them a video. They sent it around school, and all the girls were like, oh, my God, you can sing. I was like, heh, fine. And then I just kind of kept posting. And I was, like, super inactive. Just, like, I had maybe, like, 10 posts in a year
That's
time.
That's crazy.
And I had 100 followers, and then they found me, and I was like,
And you're from Canada.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I'm still confused about what this whole, like, who found you? What were the...
Oh,
like,
it was just, like, a bunch of people just scouting.
Sony Music.
Sony was looking
to put a boy band together, and they just kind of found you guys on the internet.
Yeah. For Simon, yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Simon, this is Simon's boy band.
Simon the Owl.
Well, I knew that, but I just used a Simon finding on, like, X Factor or something, so I didn't know they just looked for you guys on the internet.
The thing is, like, they wanted to put together something that was more, like... Less
organic.
I do auditions, a lot of people that show up to those auditions have been showing up to those auditions for a long time.
Yeah,
they just wanted something like they wanted to put together something that was more like from the ground up.
Okay,
like more like just fresh. Original and authentic.
Kids that didn't kids with 100 followers.
Normal kids,
Canada,
like kids that are kids.
Okay,
But I mean that's also the future, right? And that's the world we live in, where if you have a talent or you even think you have a talent, like you make it known somehow.
Yeah.
Everybody tries to be a star in their own right.
Exactly.
When you get asked to join the group, is it a hard pill to swallow that like it's not necessarily just about you anymore? It's now
it's a relief.
About
you. It's a relief. Because you're like, you know what? If I don't want to wake up like an extra 5 minutes and like, I don't know, like tweet something on the group page or something. One of the other guys can do it. You know what I mean? Like it's one of those things.
No,
like,
honestly,
or if my voice hurts, like they can cover my part. You know
the breath control of dancing and singing is hard enough
it is.
So you know when they can come and take the next lyric, that's a big help. So
there you go.
The dance moves that you guys are the way you move your body is crazy.
Like the way you move your body.
I feel like my eyes are playing tricks on me. It's really weird. Dan is big on the boy band dancing.
I have a note. I'm a huge fan of the dancing. So what if you guys are doing choreography and one person can't like nail one of the dance moves? Do you just get rid
then
of it?
You're gonna do it until you get it. Period.
No. You get a brief little meeting from the rest of the guys afterwards.
They're like, all right,
he's been there.
We all hold each other down. So if one of us isn't getting it, we'll just help out. And
we're all
pretty dance inclined now. So if we do have a problem and someone helps, we'll get it.
We'll stop to make sure that person gets what they need to like.
We spent a lot of time training, like not even really just like because now obviously we're in rehearsals and we're preparing for like shows and stuff, but we spend a lot of time like, you know, just training and like working on picking up a whole new piece in a day and like picking up, you know, just and like different styles of dance and just so we could be like well-rounded. And then we were all like working from the ground up again. And so that kind of helped. And now we're at a point we've done it so many times. We know how to work with each other. And so like, I know how he's going to learn it better than like he's going to learn it. Like, you know, so, I mean, it's just easier now and it's like muscle memory.
Did you guys come into this being dancers or
me and
half of it.
Got it.
Me 3/5.
I freestyled a little bit. Like I was aware of my body and I liked dancing. But I never took a class. I never thought like, hey, I should be a dancer. When I was in middle school, people knew me as like a dancer kid. And then when I moved to high school, everybody knew me as a singer kid. So I stopped dancing for about like 4 years. And then when we came back here, that's when like I started picking it up again. So me and then Zahn as well. Zahn didn't have.
Yeah, no. I did a couple of these at a party. And that's it. That was my only dance training ever until they found me.
Well, Nick, you were on Hip Hop Dance Crew, right?
Yeah, America's Best Dance Crew.
That's right. Hip Hop. I don't know why I said that. America's
Oh, what
Best
team
dance
were you on?
Crew.
He was on the Iconic Boys.
Yeah, oh my God, I remember that.
I know.
Yo, I was so hyped when he was when I found
Gio,
out. Like,
I know
he was
Gio.
Part of the group.
Oh, you know he's Gio? A friend
yeah,
of mine's that. Cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Gio. Yeah,
everyone knows Gio. If you're from New Jersey, you know Gio.
He taught us some NSYNC moves because he used to dance with NSYNC.
Yeah. But yeah, that was cool. I started dancing when I was like 9, and to be honest, I didn't want to dance. I just wanted to play sports and stuff. But my aunt signed me up for a class just without me knowing. Sent me in, and I was just like, okay. I saw like a bunch of like good looking girls, and I was like, okay, like I'll do it. I did it. Wasn't expecting as much. Next thing you know, I'm on a TV show. And then after that, I mean, I wanted to be kind of a normal kid. I didn't want to, you know, live that whole lifestyle.
So. Well, like life as a professional dancer.
Yeah,
like,
especially at such a young age. I was 13 at the time.
Dude, that's a hard life.
So I was like. Yeah. I was like, nah, I just want to go to high school. I want to go to school, have friends. So that's what I planned on doing. I basically dropped everything. I mean, I did a couple auditions here and there, but then I dropped everything. And then this opportunity was my last audition because I was like, hey, I'm graduating from high school. I got to figure my stuff out.
Yeah.
Time to go to college. But I was like, I'll give this one a shot. And if I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. Next thing you know, I'm here.
So. You made it.
Mama, we made it.
Who else in the group had to decide between like going to college and doing this?
I didn't, but it was so funny because right when I knew I was about to move to LA was when all the people were coming into our like classes in school saying, so this is what you're going to have to prepare to go to college, university. I'm just like...
Going.
Like,
not me.
What's crazy is I actually had plans to like right before I found out about all this, like to go to college in Orlando to work on like music production and like sound engineering and all that. Like, so I was like, that was gonna be my fallback, but like I wanted to simultaneously be working on like the whole you know artist or writing thing or producing thing. And so then when I found out about this, I was like, well. My foot's already in the door. So
there you go.
Let's keep walking.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out exactly what I wanted to do. So I was a solo artist. And I was like, okay, I'm kind of done doing the little like bubblegum pop music that I did. I really wanted to be a rapper.
Oh my God. Did you release rap music?
I have a small like 4-song EP and it's
awesome.
I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty fire.
I'm really upset with myself that I didn't find this music.
Well, the rap EP you can't find anywhere. I only have it on a small file. I never released it. I never released it. I was going to, and then I got my first audition for this. I got my first audition for this project. I hate when they don't let me speak. It really makes me mad. Like when
he also likes to talk a lot.
The floor is yours.
Anyway. I was trying to figure it out. But I was going to go to school and do like graphic design, animation, because I'm in love with anime. So nice. I wanted to have like my own animation company and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. His Instagram is actually like, I didn't realize it until I looked at the whole page the other day. It's like so sick. It's like a coloring book. Like, yeah. Like all like he's drawn on all the pictures. It's
yeah, actually one of my tattoos cool I have on my hand.
You drew
one.
That?
He puts that in every.
Yeah,
he drew
it's in my.
Every
so
every picture.
Yeah, instead of signing pictures, I just put the symbol in it. Like it's kind of like a watermark. Yeah, King G.
King G.
Cool. What does that mean?
Because I always draw a crown over him. And he's a ghost. And, it's a ghost. And, ghost. And a lot of my arts, like scribble arts, inspired by Basquiat.
Sweet.
So. I'm looking at your Instagram right now. It's really cool.
Dan knows.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, I got a question for you. Do you have long hair, like, in a bun right now? Because, like, I see that poking out the back, but I'm not sure.
I mean, it's long. It's not a it's a mess.
No, it's just his hair. Because
I saw it poking out the back. I didn't know if you were. I was like.
He's hiding the bun. There's hair up there, though.
All right. Just wondering.
It's from the headphones.
Let's get into this music. Would you mind as a single right now?
Yeah, sure.
You've worked with some incredible people on this album.
Yes.
French Montana's featuring.
Yo. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you, I mean, I know like the record was sent to French and then he, maybe.
Ooh. What?
Did somebody say maybe?
No.
Okay.
No? What?
I just said it's not out yet.
Not yet. I mean, but it's coming, right? Yeah.
Coming soon to an iPod near you.
No one uses iPods anymore. Yeah, well, I do. Actually, I say that, but I actually have one in my backpack. I'm not kidding.
It's an old iPod, iPod video? Nano.
Well, the thing is, I have a song on there that I downloaded off iCloud like 2 years ago, and that song is gone. So I have the only file that I know that exists ever. Like, you can't find it on YouTube.
Right is this now. An original song?
No, no. It's by one of my favorite rappers. So.
One of your mixtapes?
Maybe.
So, when you find out that French is going to be on one of your songs, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was actually crazy. The story is that, like, so we work with Savin Kotecha. He's like,
come on.
He's amazing.
He's a Kotecha.
He's kind of awesome. He's always, like, showing us love and, like, you know, he's playing us, French's manager, like just some of our music, just because like he was just showing him, and we were actually looking for a feature on one of our songs, and then when he heard it, he's like, "Oh, this is sick!" And French also heard it, and he was like, "I love this so much, like I gotta hop on this." And so we were like, "Oh, word, like
let's go."
It was the next day. French, and then literally he's in the studio that day, lays down a verse, sends it back, and then we're like, this is gonna...
It's because it's a good record, man. I heard it.
Thank you so much.
I like the Ed Sheeran song, too.
That's crazy, because I'm like such a big Ed Sheeran fan. Like,
also, we call him Ed.
There's a few like people that I would fangirl over.
Ed is it?
Like, when I heard about that, I was just going wild. And then we went to London to record it, and I'm like, I hope I get to meet him. Didn't get to meet him, but one day, I'm going to give him a big hug.
Did you go to London just to record that song, or did you do other
songs? No,
it was on the agenda, but we did a lot more stuff.
Yeah, we wrote a couple other songs, recorded some other stuff.
What was everybody's, like, first impression of each other? Like,
oh, man.
Like, listen, I met Austin first, and he was just so, like... All I remember is like he's just running around, like he has so much energy, and I was like, why is this kid like? He was hopping to his mom, then hopping over here to go take pictures over here, and he was just running in the same area. It's like, I can't keep up with this kid.
And what was your first impression
of Edwin?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything. Yeah. Like, he didn't say anything to me.
Yeah, no, same with me. I didn't say much to him.
Because I roomed with Edwin in the first house that we lived in. And it's just like, I made a little line of like desks that I had next to my bed, and we just like, we coexisted. And that was it. Like, we didn't talk to each other. There was no like, I didn't know like anything about his family until like, what, like 4 or 5 months ago when I met all of them? Yeah, it was crazy.
It's like, it's just, I'm very, when it comes to like being home, like I'm very me time. So I keep it.
Well, he's also just an individual person, like very
individual.
Yeah.
And we're also at that time, we were still figuring each other out.
Yeah, we were still learning each other. Cause like it's like a social experiment, putting five guys in a house.
You can figure me out in a day.
Oh yeah, he was easy. I remember the first time I met Austin, figure him out yet? He was like my favorite, just because he was the nicest to me.
And Nick, what was your first impression of Zion?
Zion, actually, believe it or not, I met him when, like, he was the first person, I always say this, he's the first person, like, I actually, like interacted with when we went to this audition. Actually, it was Edwin, and I have the better memory because Edwin still don't remember it. I opened the door for him and his dad, and I was like, yeah, and then whatever, that passed. He didn't remember that. But,
and you did. That's what matters.
Yeah, I did, so yeah. We were sitting at this table, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, who are all these kids? These are like kids that, like, obviously, like, they're on social media, they've done American Idol, all that stuff. Like, like, I don't fit in, I'm a dancer. Like, I originally wasn't a singer. So I just sat down, and people started talking. And the first thing I hear Zion say was that, like, oh, I threw a party one time, got in so much trouble because my parents finally found out. And I tried lying to them, but the neighbor told on me. They almost called the cops or something like that. And I was just like, yeah. I was like, that sounds like something like somebody I would chill with, like a real person, like not like, oh,
I have this many followers.
I've been to 5 auditions already this past day.
You chill with him, but you also know exactly what you're in store for.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Exactly. You know what you're. No, I mean, come on. You know,
I was like, okay, pretty much. Like, I'm at-
I got that vibe from you the first second I saw you walk in.
You're like, hey, hide everything in this glass. You might break something. Okay.
So okay. How much say do you guys have in the music, like lyrics, production?
Oh yeah,
we have much.
That's the one thing that I think we appreciate the most is the fact that like, especially Simon, but like the whole team around us, it's not them telling us what to do. They want to make sure it comes from us, and like everything that like we want to do, they're just helping project. And so like the team and the people and the writers and the producers that we're working with are really just helping expand our vision. And like we've got a studio at the house too. And like I said, I produce and we all write. So like there's even tracks that we did just us, like we produced, we wrote, mm-hmm. that are like we're working on for the album as well. And so like.
It was cool because when they signed us, they weren't expecting to get like 5 guys that could
that could produce, be very hands-on.
That had so much
film, edit.
Because like, we take pictures, we take videos, we produce, we write.
So for the longest time when we weren't like an official group, mm-hmm. we couldn't like release music or anything like that. So we had like a SoundCloud page and just individual covers we did for each other, like producing and mm-hmm. just like beats and everything for each other and just photos and videos. So we kind of like earned like the respect of the label to let us.
Yeah.
Like,
and then from there, like once we like started, you know, getting things going, now everything that you see is just like, you know, the label and like the team is just giving us like, oh, you need this? Let's do this, this and this, so that you can do what you want to do. So like as we have crazier and crazier ideas, they're just like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. well, we need to get this then, or we need to do this space, or, you know, like, and so it's like, mm-hmm. it's exciting for us because then it lets our imaginations just run wild.
That's my favorite part because I actually had a conversation with my roommate from, I went to boarding school for high school, and me and him would do the whole like filming and pictures thing, and he would catch me producing in my room sometimes. And I have conversations with him where it's like, yo, this is crazy because it's everything I was doing before, but just with the tools that I wanted. And we'd be like, yo, I remember when we wanted a photographer mm-hmm. and stuff, and now like we actually have people to take pictures with. Like, it's mm-hmm. so sick. Yeah. So it's definitely a blessing in disguise.
In your opinion, I have my opinions on it, but what do you think? What sets you apart from every other boy band out there now and that has been?
I feel like right now, they're like we're such a crazy, weird, like mashed up ball. Like the one way I like to say it is like 5 separate people took gum and they all had separate pieces of gum and then took all of them at the end and then put them together.
All different flavors.
All different flavors.
Gross.
And like that's pretty much.
I don't know if it's gonna taste good or if it's gonna taste bad.
You don't know.
It's like, tastes good.
But they all balance each other.
But yeah,
I think what sets us apart is just. You can just but from the Snapchats, from the Instagram, you can see the authenticity
and the realness.
And that's all we're trying to promote, is just not to take ourselves too seriously mm-hmm. and to stay happy and be like, you know, have fun.
You guys are also, like we've been talking about, incredibly musical. And that was when I went in to Savan's studio to listen, that mm-hmm. was one of the first things out of his mouth, was that like, you guys can really sing and you harmonize, and there's moments in the record where it's acoustic and it's like mm-hmm. you let the lyric shine. It's not overproduced. Like, it's really, that's a big difference.
I think. Thank you.
I mean, that's something, I feel like that's a point that we really wanted to hit, was that, you know, you don't need all this flashiness and all this, you know.
Although it's cool.
It's cool. It's great. And it works for a lot of people. But for us, we wanted to show that our raw natural talent is there mm-hmm. from the
get-go. Let's get that right first. So then when we add the bells and whistles, then
it makes it only so much better. And you know where we came from.
That's why we took those, like, we took about like a year.
It wasn't
a year. We didn't just like straight rehearse getting our vocals mm-hmm. right and getting our dancing right, so that when everything else came along, it was like almost like natural.
Who was the parent in that house? Was there one?
We used to swap out.
It used to swap.
We were the minors, Brandon, Edwin, and Z, and then it would swap out parents. Uh-huh. Now
it's just
his mom because we're 18.
Got it. Yeah. So your mom lives in the house with all of you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Who's does?
God bless her.
Yeah.
Brandon.
I was gonna say,
he's like, what?
So
mom,
really?
No, she's, I mean, she likes, I mean, obviously she likes being there, but also she's like, she keeps to herself for the most part. So like a lot of times she's just, you know, in her room, she's got her own work she does from her laptop. And so, a lot of times she likes to pick up after us, which is nice, but, she's never like too like. Sometimes it doesn't feel like she's there, but then she's there when she needs to be. So it's nice.
Exactly.
And that's what you want, right?
Exactly.
You always need a mom. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
For everybody.
Or even just a mom figure, like that person that's like going to be like, your room's a mess.
Do you need some smell?
Sometimes that's Edmund. Morning. He's like, we need to clean the dishes, guys.
Yeah, a lot of it sometimes me. And then nobody does it, and I end up just cleaning them. Okay.
You're a good person.
How did you guys find your sound? Because I'm sure five people being brought together, everyone wants to do their own thing and separate things. So how do you guys like agree on, like, this is the song we're doing?
Mm. Well, I told them that we should be like NWA, but then...
They weren't feeling the NWA.
They weren't feeling the rap vibe.
We all listened to.
I showed them my EP. They didn't like it.
We all listened to a good collective of like songs and like artists, like Boyz II Men. We can all like, you know, grasp on that, and that throws back on the influence of harmonies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we knew from the get go that this song would hit two markets.
Would you mind
the older crowd, because you know this is kind of a throwback feel that they would be familiar with, and then the younger crowd would be like, wait, this is a new sound. Like there isn't a lot of upbeat music out now in the radio. So with that, you know, you could dance to it. So we hit those two markets, and it's working really, really nicely.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are like like a new generation of boy band, but it almost sounds like a '90s boy band feel. So you're kind of covering both parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the goal.
Well, I mean, there's so much.
Well, you nailed it.
Yeah, well, both. Like,
you're telling us everything we want to hear.
They also dance like nobody's business.
Yeah, and that's one thing we like, because we all obviously listen to a bunch of stuff, like, and we have like our parents raised us right, so we, you know, grew up on a lot of really good music. And so like one thing we all collectively noticed was that there's a specific kind of energy that comes with, like, you know, the energy that Would You Mind brings. Like, there's a lot of that, and so we wanted to bring that back, and like there's a different kind of dance feel that you can, you know, have with that, and like it's exciting to see that kind of reborn.
Actually, songs I've noticed have been playing, like, when some of the radio stations that have been playing it, you know, some play it midday, but some play it like in the night, and you realize that they work at both times, like almost in like a nightclub feel, and it also can be like a driving down the street feel, so it's kind of cool.
Do we pay attention to the competition in the boy band space?
Not really.
It's
I mean, like, competition we are, or like, you know,
or just like, other people that are doing exactly what you're doing.
Just pursuing every other artist, technically.
Like, it's like a competition is, if we want to use that word, is like with other artists too. Like,
of course.
Know, like even solo artists. But I mean, at the same time, like we've talked about it, we joke, like there's plenty of room in the world for like multiple boy bands.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of ocean, and there's not a lot of fish.
I love Backstreet Boys. Like, I'm one of the biggest Backstreet Boys fans of life. So
man, I
pull a lot from like them when it comes to like performing and stuff. When I see their live stuff, and also like I appreciate a lot of other bands who are out there now, like boy bands, just because like they're putting in the same grind that we are.
He's the only dude I know that would like proudly wear around like Backstreet Boys.
I have an NSYNC shirt and a Backstreet Boys shirt.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I represent. I love them, but like I wouldn't rock.
I'd rock Backstreet Boys just for the mere fact that it was in the end of them. You ever see This Is the End?
Yes.
Yeah.
How they break down and Backstreet Boys coming, like they're in heaven, and then everyone starts dancing.
That's
like
true.
Even the guys. I was
that's
like, you
true.
Know
that
what?
Was a
that's
point.
Hard. Like,
that was a great movie.
I'm getting a T-shirt.
Yeah, Backstreet.
Hey, I'm the biggest like One Direction fan ever, but like, would not catch me wearing a shirt with five of their faces on it.
The thing is, though, vintage shirts are back, and Backstreet Boys do have nice vintage shirts.
They do.
I wouldn't see a One Direction like vintage shirt.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But when it happens.
Yeah, whenever we have kids our age.
Yeah, like, and hopefully your shirts come in the same pile, you know?
That would be amazing.
Do you guys get a lot of One Direction comparisons because of the whole boy band Simon?
I mean, but honestly, that's, to me, it's like so honoring to get that because like we're nowhere in our career yet and they're already doing that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We kind of expected it like going into it and you know, and it's just like that was so cool for us. We were like, yo, like they
yeah.
Like,
to be compared, and obviously they're the 1D fandom. Like some of them get a little
heated
because we get compared to them. But we're like, look, we're not trying to steal anyone.
They can't dance
like,
at all.
Like One Direction is One Direction. They got huge.
And it worked for them.
But they can go up on stage and play soccer. Like that's crazy. I was respecting them for doing that.
Oh yeah, we love One Direction. Tight.
Did you guys get to talk to any of them while you were getting into this?
Yeah.
Dope advice.
We all sat down, just us five and Liam from One Direction.
Oh, cool.
And he literally just like talked to us about like, you know, his experience because he's been through it. And so like, you know, and he helped talk to us about like how to keep it tight and like, you know, really just like wisdom into us, like for it, exactly the journey we're about to like try to take on. So
and then we got to meet Louis at Teen Choice Awards. And that was cool too. We just like got a picture and like chatted with him a bit. And he was just, again, giving us some more, like, wisdom.
Yeah, he complimented my speech, so I was gassed up.
I'm not going to lie. No. I'm super excited for the moment that we get to meet Harry. Because,
oh, stop.
Yo, I want to do this. I want to get a picture with him, and I want to post it.
Me and Harry Styles got
just because I know the fans will freak out. I already get, like, some of the fans that, like, we have DM chats, like, on Instagram and stuff. All the girls always say I look like Harry.
You do
like,
a little bit.
If he's blonde,
see
you know what I mean? So... yeah, that'd be really
me
fun.
And Harry got beef.
Oh, do you?
explain.
Over what? So basically,
what'd you do?
Yeah, it's definitely on you.
But he did.
I don't think he did anything, but keep going.
He didn't do anything on purpose.
I don't even need to hear it.
Just wait.
Go.
So basically, I went to their show back in Ottawa, like, I think almost 2 years ago. And, you know, Harry was we were like in the front, and I was with all my friends, and Harry was getting a nice little drink of water, and we were all yelling, Harry. And he's like, whoa. We're like, everyone pointing, let him sing. We're like, let me sing. He's like, you want to sing? All right, mate. Stands up. He's like, you ready? Boom, walks away. And he's like, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
you scared him.
I was like, that could have been my big break.
And it's funny because that's exactly one of those moments. Like, watch who you like joke with. Exactly. Like, because you never know when they're going to like
come
up.
But then the thing
is,
Night Changes came on and I was just looking at him. I'm like, and then he looked at me. He's like, I thought you wanted to sing, mate. Because I was just looking at him. I'm just like, he's like, I thought you wanted to sing. So I'm like, I'm hoping when I meet him he recognizes me. But yeah.
I'm gonna get the video of them singing together.
I wonder if that's like one of his go-to moves, you know, like the whole thing.
I'm gonna throw ass him to sing. I doubt anyone's ever asked him to sing.
I'm sure.
Girls have,
yeah, definitely,
like,
there's definitely
not like
a guy, like a
I don't know
17 year old guy at your
shows,
show
though.
That's true.
Hey,
I would have done it.
If he has Edwin's memory, then he definitely doesn't
remember. He's not going to remember it. He's going to be like, hey, I don't remember doing that show.
You guys are about to really go on an incredible journey, and you already are. Like, you started it about a year and a half ago, and it's only going to get crazier.
Yeah.
Are we worried about anybody in this group as this journey progresses? Because there's going to be highs and lows.
I'm worried about myself. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I'm worried about myself, and I'm worried about Edwin. One, because Edwin's a medical nightmare, and we constantly have to keep checking up on that boy. But also, I'm accident prone. Dude, it's bad. Like, the reason why I'm wearing a hat today is because I got a scar on my head from, like, skateboarding when we were shooting the music video. And I fell in front of the fans, too. And so it was one of those surreal moments where I was like, it was like a live television moment where like I fell and everyone went, ooh.
that's the worst.
And I had to play it off. I was like, oh yeah, I'm good. You know
but I mean? The best thing about living together like, for such a long time is that like we literally can hold each other down. The whole first year was just us trying to get to know each other, trying to like see like whose buttons to push, what to do, what not to do, who to say, like who to go to for what. And now that that's already locked in, everything else is just gonna be a breeze. And we do a good job of, you know, we don't do them as much often now because we're so like busy, but we used to have these things called Jedi Councils where we would sit in a circle in the living room and we would just talk about our feelings.
Bench.
Talk about how everyone made each other feel.
That's
what made
beautiful.
You mad, what made you happy.
Yeah, at first it was like really awkward because it's like,
sometimes it was like, okay, so this is how you feel about me?
How often do we have these Jedi Councils?
We made rules that you had to like, you had to give it a chance to listen first, and you couldn't say anything until they were done. That way it was like everybody
was
had all you had to say.
It was
very efficient.
Does this happen once a week?
Huh? It used to happen, once a week. But then after like five, after the next like six times, we were just like, all right, I think
we got it. Yeah.
I also know we're at a place where we don't need it at all anymore.
It's a sense of like, now I can just say it to your face, and you'll be like, okay, I got it.
Yeah, cool.
Beautiful.
Okay, sound like you're in a girl group.
That was actually the advice that Liam
That's why they made me have long hair.
Really?
Yeah, that was advice Liam gave to us because like he was saying that like that was one thing he wished he would have done like a little bit more, and we can already see how it really helped us. So
We were trying to become friends before becoming a band.
Yeah.
We had a lot of time on our hands, so we were like, hey, let's make this work. build the chemistry.
And now we
then
have
we can start.
Hardly any time.
We're closer than peanut butter and jelly.
Who's going to pull a Zane? Just kidding. Don't answer that.
Pull a Zane.
I'm looking at him dead in the eye.
We're all
right
going to pull a Zane together and join a new group called Pretty Much.
Yeah, we're all going to rebel.
We're all going to pretty much. And then we're all going to get back into another band called Pretty Much.
Much Pretty.
Much
Pretty Much for Life or Die.
How did you guys get the name Pretty Much? Did you guys pick that? Did somebody pick that for you?
Take it away.
So basically, me and my friends back home in school, we used to go around just with this voice. Just this weird voice. And we moved out to LA, and I kept doing it, and Brandon caught on because I thought he sounded funny as a toddler. That's like basically what it is. Then the funniest word to say in the voice was pretty much. We said it every sentence all day. It was just, I'm pretty much going to bend up because I'm pretty much pretty tired, so I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm pretty much got a cat face.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Basically, that was it. And then we were throwing out names. Yeah. It was like 7 months. We were just like, yo, we need a name. Like, where is it? Like, and then pretty much. And Simon was like, I love it.
So like, pretty much.
I love it.
It was right in our face.
And we were like,
pretty much.
And then we thought about it. I was like, that's actually sick.
That's it.
How often are we seeing Simon?
We actually just saw him more often than usual. 4 days ago.
Checkups. It's like how often you should go see your grandparents, I feel
like. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, that's
true. Come on.
He's going to love me.
No, he's
the cool uncle.
I think I see Simon more than I see my grandparents. So. More than I see my parents.
Actually, that's true.
You all live in a house here? Apartment?
Yeah.
House.
Cool. You like LA?
The comp.
Love LA. Yeah.
We ain't got no snow.
It's great because I have my own room.
There you go.
So.
Five better you know, house?
Life is life. No.
No, three.
Three.
Oh, okay. Well, four.
Well, four, but three for the boys.
Yeah.
And, you know, life's great. You're the oldest and you get your own room.
Is that how it worked?
Yeah. Well, no, he just asked for it.
Yeah. I like to tell people it's because I'm the oldest. And I was like, I laid
if it did,
lot,
technically, like, come down, yeah. If it did come down to an argument, he would have won because he's the oldest. Yeah,
seniority.
Okay. I like that.
Basically.
Pretty much. Would You Mind is a single.
Yes. Yes.
Anything else on anyone else's mind?
I'm good.
Would you mind giving us what's on your mind?
No, hold on. Wait, Dan has something he wants to say.
Do you guys like the title a boy band?
Honestly, we don't. I mean, it's what care. We are. Like, we are a boy band, technically. We're a vocal harmony group and a dance crew.
Technically,
at the same time.
Migos is a boy band.
That's true.
Wrap your mind around that.
But nobody would call them a boy band.
Nobody would ever call them.
Hey,
they're a man.
We just did.
Our man.
But we just did. You know, Brock.
No disrespect. We love Migos.
Compton. They call themselves a boy band. They're just a collective group of. They're kind of like an Odd Future, but of a bunch of just dudes and like they rap hard and stuff. And like they call themselves a boy band.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tried to tell him they're like, "Oh, I love Brockhampton collective group of like guys who rap." And then he tweeted back. He goes, "No, we're a boy band. Like, give me that title.
Own it. Who cares?
Right. It is
own
an it. Honor.
Exactly. Yeah.
And a vocal harmony group and a dance crew.
So
that's right.
Everything.
All tell of how it is.
And some stand up gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
You're pretty much everybody. Thanks for hanging out.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.